Parashat Yitzav Vayelech Tov Shin Samach Vav Erev Shlichus. Torah Akdosha starts off and speaks to us. Atem nitzavim ayoyim kulchem lefnei Hashem aleikeichem rosheichem shivteichem shoytreichem kol ish Yisrael. All of us are standing ayoyim. It's Rosh Hashanah. In Zohar HaKadosh, Ayoyim. We stand all before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Eichem, Shifteichem, Shotneichem, Zotreichem, Kol Yish Yisrael. The Oivin and the Bris. The Rameis. On the new Bris, on the new year. On the new start, everybody in their own mokoim, and everybody, chashuv chashuv koydim, as she says. All the way down to the choyte v'inecho, eitzecho, choyim v'imecho. Miloi nifkad kayoim hazeh, is taka oiver v'bris, a new bris, a new year, a new haschole, new chances. But with the shaila is, we spoke in the past about it. This week I have a new daher. This week Rosh Hashanah being four before Yom Kippur. What is the exact mahalach? Rosh Hashanah precedes Yom Kippur. The last weeks we spoke about Malchius, to know that there's a Melech, and then I can understand that I sinned against him. This week I thought of a different Mahalech, and did a little bit thanks to the VAD that we have, Baruch Hashem, a little commercial for the VAD every Mondays and Thursdays, I'll make sure that we learn together. We discuss a certain topic, but I felt that we could apply it very, very Yisodi, Yisodis, to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, and to the whole Mahalech of the Yerech HaYisonim, these months, these days. The Torah HaKdosha tells us later on in Parshas Vayelech, the Torah Akdoshah speaks out the pasuk that's a machlokes Rashi and Ramban, what it's going on tshuva or on tefillah. The Torah is trying to say lechayra. The Yisoid in Parashat Yitzchak, later on Parashat Yitzchak, Ki HaMitzvah Hazoh is in Shishi, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayoyim, L'Niflesi Mimcha V'Lei Rechoykihi. It's not far from you, not distant from you, V'Lei Rechoykihi. Lei B'Hashamayim Hi Lei Mor, Miyalonu HaShamayim V'Kachay HaHazan Shamayim. Then you have to go up, and then you might say, who's going to go up to Shamayim and take it for us? V'lo mi hevel ha-yomu, le'imor, mi yavu, lo no se'i v'ayom yikeche alonu. V'yashmenu oysu v'na'asenu. Ki korov elecho adom ma'oid, v'ficho v'vav chalasso yisro. So te'ele ka te'hoi to'i rakto isho, ki korov elecho adom, Rashi says to'iro, Rabbi goes on tshuva, ki korov elecho adom ma'oid, v'ficho v'vav chalasso yisro. So the emes of Leib Chasmi has a merit to get cash on this posse, on these psukim. V'loi me'evel ayami, loi b'shamayimi, v'loi me'evel ayami. Leima mi'yav alonu ha'sev ayami, kechay alonu, ki korav elecha adom ma'oit, v'fichol levav chalas oisa. When a person wants to describe a certain davar, so he says, you're making a mistake. It's not two blocks down, it's only one block down. It's not three blocks down. It's two blocks down. But here, it seems that such a distance between the examples, it's not so far in Shemayim, it's not Meiva Yam, it's right next to your hand, not in your mouth. Halal Lechoira, if you want to describe the difference and the distance, so we say it's not so far, it's closer. Such a mistake, such a difference, is it possible that a person should think that it's so far and yet it's really close? Is it possible? A person can make a mistake, it's two blocks down, three blocks down, four blocks down, and he's making a mistake, it's only one block away. It's 4 hours away, it's only 2 hours away. But such a mistake, that's in his mind, it's rechoika, ad, me'eva le'yam, it's so far distant away. And really, it's l'vichol l'vav chalasso, he said, that's his kash. He has his mahi, he has a murder term, mahalach, maybe we'll bring it in. I wanted to say another shtiko mahalach, and be'ezah Hashem. Be'ezah will tell us the pshat and explain what the yisoid of atem yitzom, ayoim, kulchem, we started off with. The Yushalmi says, loy bashamayimi, oy raisa, the Torah of the Meimah, yivuim min in, ahavel anchad, kemoish neviya, di yisoid lishmaya, v'yaisi yosalon, don't think it's Bashamayim telling us if we had somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu these times and he would come and teach us the Torah, then we would do it. If we had somebody like Yoina Novi, the Yais of the Umki Yamarabi, he went into the sea, the deep depths of the sea, and he would bring it back to us, the Navad Yosef. What's pshat in this Yerushalmi? What's the yisoid of the Yerushalmi? Is the yisoid for us, Rabbi Yosef, for Rosh Hashanah. Be'etem, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, Ba'aba Prokom Nidon Ha'olam, at four intervals the world is judged. Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, Kol Ochel Oivin Lefonov, Kivnei Moroi. Everybody passes by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivnei Moroi. What is Kivnei Moroi? The Gemara Yudches over there in Roshanah tells us three different pshatim, like the Chayos Beis David, the soldier Beis David that went out in single file, like the Tzoyin that go out from the deer one by one and counted. And there was a third shot over there. It's also something with a certain path around the mound that you can only pass one by one. Do you saw it? Of Rosh Hashanah, we have to understand, it's a very, very, very big yisod. People are going to talk about the shver kind of the pachad adin, which we have to also understand, that's very, very, very mefached. It's something that we have to obviously worry about. But I think besides with that Pachad Adin and understanding what the Pachad Adin means, there's another deep yesod here in the Oivrim, the Forum Kivnei Moroi, in the fact that we go one single father to Ibn Ishmael. And this Yisoid is what this Yerushalmi means. Be'etem, the teva of a person is to matzdik his ish leimus. Why he's not shalem? Why he's not reached his potential? Why he has not accomplished what he could accomplish? The teva of a person is because he looks for something else to blame it upon. If I have a Rebbe that really excited me in Shir, if I had a Rebbe who did the jig every day, if I had a Chavrusa who was who knows what, if I had good food, if I had a nice bed, if I had this and if I had that. But the person doesn't realize that these are all tirutzim. These are all excuses. Thus the person himself has to realize that he is, in a certain bechina, b'shvili nivra olam, an individual all by himself, who's responsible for himself, who has to know that he is in charge of his life, that no one else can change him, and no one else can make him. As the Beit Yoyin writes in Shari Tshuva, "Im ein ani li mi li," if I'm not for myself, who is going to be for me? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, a person can hear all the Musa shmuzin. He can hear all the starka, mamish fiery shmuzin. Mamish gewaldik, great shmuz. Fired me up. I'm excited about Rosh Hashanah, about eating the apple and the honey again. He's all excited. But at the end of the day, he's not going to go anywhere. If he himself doesn't make any commitment, if he himself doesn't make an emes kabbalah, if he himself doesn't be on his own, make a shtikel chesh b'na nefesh, but not just aveiros and mitzvahs. Where are my koichas? What koichas do I truly have? Zok the zichron meyer pshat in that Yerushalmi. Loi me'em elayam. If we would have Moshe Rabbeinu as our teacher, where would we be today? If we had Yoyin HaNavi as our Rebbe, then who knows what we would be? Man, the Torah is telling us, Loi Vashamayim. It's not that Rebbe is going to change you. Loi Me'ev Elayam, not that Rebbe. El Beficha, Vilfav Chalasis. The dove is told, 100% only in you. Nobody else. Nobody else can make that change. Nobody else can take the kirchas in his own hands. Take the bull by the horn. No one could go ahead and take the responsibility for his life. Only one person. That's he himself. That's all. That's the yichidus that we're nichnas of Yom HaDin. That a person has to be margish, even though he's amongst a multitude of people. He could be in a meeting of 10,000, who knows? 100,000 people, billions of people. He's in a minion, who knows where? Mexico City, a big minion, Rosh Hashanah. But he has to realize on Rosh Hashanah we're individuals. We're ones. Avadet is the in of a rabbim, and avadet is the in of schus harabim. Oh, but the din is on that one individual. And I think more it says in Kedushin, how stark that is, that a person should always look on himself always, especially on Rosh Hashanah. Kilu hu kol, he is chatzi zakai, v'chatzi chayev. Not only him, but kol olam kulo is chatzi chayev, v'chatzi zakai. Osa mitzvah achas, machriya oisoi, v'es kol olam kulo. That everything is dependent upon him. And then so you saw the sticker by his side. This is so important for us to realize when we go into Yom HaDin, that if we can get that hargosha that we're nichnas yichidi, but more so, if we can get that hargosha that everything is totally in myself, I can't rely on others to pick up the slack. And that's what the Torah is telling us at the beginning of the parasha. Atem nitzor nayom kulchem. You're all standing here today. Lifnei Hashem alekeichem. Before the Ribbono shel Olam, Yom HaDin. the Melech Malchei Amlochim is now going to renew his malchus, a new coronation of the king. Where's your place? And only when every individual of the Am, every individual of that Melucha is working in together, working in harmony, working, and each one became their tafkid. Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Shaitreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael, Michoite Veitzecha. Everybody has a tafkid in this Marechet of Melucha. But if somebody slacks off, if somebody doesn't do his job, it doesn't only stare his personal life, to stare the ganze melucha. It affects the whole mareches. It affects the melucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Yom HaDin, besides understanding that's Yom, the Malchus, to coronate the king and to understand that because it's the Yom HaMelachus HaMelech, and to understand that there is a Melech, from that we now can understand what it means that we have to do tshuva. But we're flipping the coin around, and we're looking from a whole different perspective today. We're looking from the personal perspective, the individual perspective. That a person has to be nichlas, lifnai, lifnim, ayom adin. And when that din comes upon him, to be margish, ayeko, where are you? Who bist du? Who are you? Or the Babishoin was Nidoin on Rosh Hashanah, says Chazal. That's why we today on Nidoin on Rosh Hashanah. What was the Nidoin from the Adam Arishoin? Adam Arishoin Ayeko! Where are you? Where's your place? What have you done? Where's your Shleimus? Where's your koichos that I gave you? Are they being used out to the fullest? Are they being wasted on who knows what, on bubblegum and potato chips? You have so much koichos. You were wasted on who knows what. Ayeko! There was a person, an avrich, I think we learned Yeshiva's Mir, and Nebuchadnezzar, he was suffering from certain illness. All of a sudden, he started to feel very weak. That was going on for months and months. He didn't know what to do. So he went to one of his old rabbeim, the Moshe Aaron Stern Zatzal, Yosef, the brother of Chaim's brother, older brother, the Meshkich of Kamenitz, and he went to speak to him. What to do? He doesn't understand what these things coming on him. So he came, and he spoke to him, he said, let's go. And it's Choshev Yid in Rechavian, Shai Chesen. I think it was Rav Cheshin. We'll go in, we'll speak to him. They went in. And Rav Cheshin was speaking to the Avreich and said, where are you? What are you doing with your life? What do you mean? I'm learning in Koilo. Like, oh, every day a Koilo with my lunch bag, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Every day I unwrap the sandwich, I eat it very nice, and my wife packs me a nice piece of chocolate cake wrapped in silver foil. What do you mean? Carrots I get also sometimes when I'm good. What's the problem? From what I see, he was a shkwes and makubal. You're using 30% of your koichas. What do you mean? I learn every day. I daven. We learn every day. I daven. We daven. Everything, Baruch Hashem. But Lamaisa, this Avreich who was learning nicely, 30% of Shikoichas. Learning Shema has a tefiyah. You have to go higher, you have to move. Adam is a hoilech. If you remain stationary, Chachmona Litzlan, there's no such thing as remain stationary, it's only going up and going down. You gotta move, you gotta move forward. You gotta realize there are more Koichas in you. You gotta nitzois those Koichas, use them out. So many koichas that every person has, he doesn't realize. He thinks he can only understand the Gemara till this amount, in this level, in this amkus. He thinks he can only chazer the Gemara once or twice. He doesn't realize how many times he can chazer and how many times he can know it, how well he can know it. If he just push a little further, no one should hurt themselves. But a person has to realize he has gefalde koichos, unbelievable koichos aruchni rabbi, that's in a mensch. And calls man that he looks to the others, calls man that he's not makres mekoymai, calls man that he looks to others, that if I had this and I had that and I had this, and then I would be better. If Naftali Amsterdam once came to his Rebbe and he saw a Salantel, and he said, Rebbe, I really want to get to the highest madrig of Avodas Hashem. Rebbe, you should know, if I had the koiches of different gedolim, I would be mamish different, he said. His lashon was, if I had the moyach, the brain of the Shagas Aryeh, so you know where I would be today? If I had the brain of the Shagas Aryeh, I would be unbelievable, my learning would be meridic. If I had the heart of the Baal Yisrael v'Shoyer Shavoida, you leave the Shoyer Yisrael Shavoida, his Shtabchus HaLev, what a heart! And if I had the Midas of Rebbe, he was talking to the Rebbe, Rebbe Sol Salanta, what a Oyvi Hashem would be! So today, look at Rebbe Sol Salanta to the Talmud, Naftali! With your head, and with your breath, with your hearts, and with your Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Oyved! To become the great Rebbe of Soli Amsterdam. Hashem doesn't want us to ask with his koichos, with our koichos. And each individual has different koichos. Kashem she'ein patrufeim doimos adoram, ein deoseim doimos. We have different koichos, each and every one of us. Then that's the godless, and that brings out the godless of the Malchus Shemayim even greater. Because there's so many different variables of people that are over Hashem with his nesayim. And him with his Nisayon, his cup works a little slow, it's on slow motion. His cup works in slow motion. And he has a hard time remembering. And this guy has a hard time with his Midas. And this guy, and each one works with their Koichos and their Oyved Hashem. What a Gevaldike Kiddush Hashem it is. What a Gevaldike proclamation of Melucha. If there's only one type of people, as the Chavos Halevi says, service Hashem. So okay, what does that show? So, it's not the godless, these people have a nature to service Hashem. But when everybody can come with all the different koichos, Zoktigoy, Meiridik, that's the pshat. Then a person in Zoktigoy and Zoycha, Tarichas Yom, Vishnei Mitzvahs, keep it over aim. And, Shluch HaKan, why those two mitzvahs? To Zoycha, to Tarichas Yomim, a person has to be Zoycha to Shleimus, keep it over aim. Person has a nature that's rachamim, midas rachamim. Who doesn't want to have rachmanis for their parents? Shiluach HaKan is the opposite. When a person can become both with his elbow shleimos, does the emes hasholein? Does goes with the goyim? Va'atu yadati kirei elukim anoichi. Avram is become all the nesyonis, but atu yadati. Now I see the shleimos when you can go and do a ma'is achzorius v'akolish baruch hu. In the same way, each individual with his individual koichos. He's a ragson. He did his teva, he's his nature, he's an angry person. He's a late son, and he's a this, and he's a that. And yet they all merge and use those colors and direct them through their colors to become the god, the godel in that area. There's only one godel in that area. That's you. That's Bishvili Nivra. And that is the Nichnas Lefone B'din Rabbi Yisai, which brings about the Tshuva Ashleimo. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaTshuva. That's Chol from Maseches Yom HaTshuva. We don't do Tshuva. The Pshat is you'll never come to Tshuva. No one will ever come to Tshuva. Calls man that he thinks that the Tshuva, that the answer to his problems, that the solution to his steiging is somewhere else. If he feels it's Me'evel Hayam, if he feels it's Bashamayim, his Tshuva, his Hatzlocha, is something Me'evel Hayam, that Yeshiva over there, and that Rebbe, and that Chavrusha there is where my Hatzlocha is, you'll never come to Tshuva. And that's why the distance, as we asked at the beginning of the Shmuz, why did it do this so far? Because that's the, how deep it is. Because a person in his mind thinks that the tshuva is so far away. What does that mean? Because he thinks it's not by him. Oh, but the Torah Tosha tells us, may it be vilvavcha. The tshuva is nowhere else but right over here, right inside of you, deep inside of you. And calls mind that a person feels and thinks, there's no way I can change, no way I can be better without this and that and this and that. Then forget about the Aser Shnei Tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael, Chatz V'Sholom. Avada, you do the Tshuva, Slach Lonu, Galmanu, Bama, Bama, Bama. Finished. Malela, Osham, no, let's all sing together. The new niggardness in the air. La 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 la, ay 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 ay, Shamnu. I'm a new nigger for Shamnu, Rabbi. But at the end of the day, how you gonna come to tshuva? Tshuva starts by the realization that the tshuva is by myself. That I'm the one who has to take responsibility. I'm the one who has to take responsibility for my actions. Maturity means taking responsibility for your actions. Yes, the 5-year-old kid who spilled the milk. He's the only one in the room. The cat came in. We don't even have a cat. But the cat spilled it. No one, when a child is very small, no one wants to take responsibility. Maturity means to start taking responsibility. Yom HaDin tells us, take responsibility. Hashem knows you're not perfect. But realize, where am I holding? Ayeko. Who am I? Abunami Vesichta tells a famous Amir the guy, which brings out this Yizak Gaval de Gazach. There was once a Yid of Isaac who had a dream. And he dreamt many times the same dream that he tied him to go to Prague. Because in Prague, there's a certain bridge near the palace of the king, which underneath the palace, will find a treasure chest of gold and silver and everything. So Rav Isaac got all excited, finally has to go. So many times the dream came over. He goes to Prague. However, when he gets there, he notices that near the Arman Shel Melech, where the Gesher is, where underneath that Gesher is supposed to be waiting for that millions, there are soldiers swarming the area. And any time he wants to get close, he sees the barrel of the guns. He can't even get close. He's worried day and night. He stays there, and then suddenly goes into an inn at night, takes a rest, comes back the next day, a few days in a row, trying to think of a plan, somehow in Mahal, how to get there. He's very mitzvah. He thought this was the answer to his life's calling. The dream that sent him to Prague, that on in Prague he'll find this $1 million treasure chest. Bekitzer, after a few days, one of the head soldiers over there noticed that this Jew is walking around and spying, eyeing under the bridge for many days now. And it seems very suspicious. He doesn't know what to do. Should alert the authorities, should get everybody on this guy, take him into a jail, question him. So he decides himself to go over and ask him what he's doing here. And obviously, this of Isaac, because he doesn't want to alert any suspicions, he doesn't want to cause any harm, any alarm over here. So he decides to discuss with the Tsar, maybe he will be Rachmanis. So he tells the Tsar, I'll tell you the truth. I have no interest in anything over here, just one thing. For many days now I've been having this dream, over and over again, that there's abundance of wealth under the bridge. So the Tsar, after hearing the story, starts to break out, cracking up. Ah, you foolish fellow. You have these dreams. I also had a dream. I have a dream for the day, says the Tsar, that there's a Jew named Isaac who lives in a certain village somewhere far from here. That over there, underneath his house in Krakow, lies a big treasure chest. I also had a dream. Well, if Isaac heard this, his heart started to give a very, very strong push. He understood that his Iker coming to Prague was to hear from the Tsar that that where is the treasure chest lie, Rabbi Yisrael? That was Kufa, the dream was telling him that the treasure chest is nowhere else than under his house, Kufa. So Rabbunim said, this is the Yisrael. A guy goes to a Rebbe, he goes to a Tzaddik, he goes here and goes there looking for it, looking for the bracha, looking for the skula. He's wearing 7 different strings around his leg now. Pink, yellow, red, blue, orange, and black. Just open up, just lift up his pants, you'll see it. He has 7 different strings. And he went to this Rebbe, and that skula, and this bracha. And this guy read his palm. He did palm therapy, and he did nose therapy. He looked into his ear, and this guy looked up his nostril. And everybody tells him this is what he should do with his life. At the end of the day, with all the brochas and the schoolers and everything, Rabbi Yisrael, at the end of the day, where is the tshuva lie? The tshuva lies by the person himself. Rabbi is machshava is b'lev ish. The atzas Hashem yisokum zok tegoin. The atzas Hashem yisokum is in the rabbi is machshava is b'lev ish. The purpose of the miyayitz is not to make up his own eitzah. It's to find the eitzah that licked by the person seeking the eitzah. Of the going. Rabbi is machshav v'atzas Hashem yisokum of the going. That in those machshavas deep inside of that person seeking the eitzah, he has the answer there. The purpose of the miyayis is to just sort out for him where the eitzah is. To mevarer between all the different stadim. But there by him lick the eitzah. There by him lick the Yeshua. By that person himself. What a story, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara tells the Navar Zohar Daf Yud Zayin. Aye, the Gemara zokt. There was a Yid by the name Rabbi Lezer ben Judayo. Aye, Rabbi Lezer ben Judayo was Rachmona Litzlan. Or even the worst Taveiros. It wasn't the one Zoyna Sheva Oilam. Something Gemara that he didn't live with. So the Gemara by Machas, he heard about a certain Zoyna far away, traveled over the seas, took all his money, and went. And after a certain meeting up with something came out, something happened, and she gave him a zog, she told him a line. And the Gemara zogged. She made the Gemara says mafurish. So the Gemara, she made hificha. She passed wind, and she said, "Amar k'shem shahfichos wein choizeres l'makoyim kagalos bento dayim mekabel." So betshuva, just like this, not doesn't choizer. We're not mekabel. Doesn't bento dayim betshuva. The loser today hears this word from a zayina. What does he do? Holach v'yoshav ben shnei horim v'gvois. He went and he sat between mountains and valleys. Amar horim v'gvois, bikshu alai rachamim. Mountains and valleys, please ask for me rachamim. How am I going to make it? Kishem she'afich hazu enoch v'zeres kahalaz v'dazayim never be able to be choyzeh l'choyrom. I horror voice picture like Rachamim, please ask forgiveness for me. Oh please, Ibanishlah, please horror voice, not horror voice, we're gonna ask forgiveness for you. What about for ourselves? It says Lost Lovoy, the horror of Yamushu, that voice my tenna. Oh my Shamay Vioretz! Picture like Rachamim! Oh, he said Shamay Vioretz! Please ask me, Rachamim, maybe you could go to the Yibayin Shalaylam and get me a pardon. So the Shemayim Va'oletz, Achivachu Rachamim Alecho, Nevachu Alatzmeinu. And he went to the Kachavim and Mazal, the same thing happened. Oma, Zadeh, the Rebbe Lezer Ben Dudayo, Ein Adover Tala Elabi. There's no answer, there's no one else. No one else, but I love that the Haraguk voice. Not the Mestom Azolois, not any other human being can bring me out of my matzav. No one can change me. Ain't a dove a tell He put his head between his legs and he cried. B'tshuva shleimash ashiyotza nishmoso. Yotza basko v'yoma ashrocho lezer ben dudayo. Shemizum in l'chaya yoylam abo. Lezer ben dudayo was mizum in l'chaya yoylam abo with the tshuva shleimah that he did. Of a voice of Zoft, what did he say? Ain't I dove a toilet, Elabi? This is the Yisod, and Rebbe was Bocha when he heard his words. Yesh koin oilo, bisho achas, yesh koin oilo, bisho, yesh koin oilo, he makes the purchase. But no one can do it for him. No one can do it for us, Rebbe Zoft. The nichnas yechidi. The atom needs of him kulchem, but Rashaychem Shifteichem, each person individual. To Loiba Shamayim, he. For Loiba Ever, Layan, there's no excuses where it is. Me, myself, and I. With my koiches and my ritzoinis, I have to change. And calls man that I'm not going to realize that. Calls man I'm going to live in a dream world that who knows what will happen, I'll change. Calls man that I won't sit down. I will look into my instruments. How can I improve? How can I get better? I is the Ikka word, capital I. Then no one's going to change me, and there will no matter for tshuva. That's why Rosh Hashanah proceeds Yom Kippur Avosai. We first have to be nichnas lefonai b'din yechidi, to go in and to realize that we're being judged as an individual with our own koyches and our own milas and everything, and realize we, who we are on the Shoma, is coming in now to be Nivchan, to be Vainish of Oilom. And the realization and the Amkus, the Emes realization of that Bechino, of that Nichnas Tafonai Bedin, has to not only make a Pachad, but has to say to us, oh, I'm being judged now for my actions. I'm responsible. If I'm responsible, I better start the process of reconnecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to rejuvenate my batteries, recharge them, rejuvenate my life, change where I need to change. I could be doing Gevaldik, Chas V'Shalom, Baruch Hashem, to Bachuri Chamudim, Bachuri Chemet, who Be'etzem Baruch Hashem are learning and steiging. But that's the sort of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah gives every year an opportunity for us to not to stay this hergel. Stop every year, have habitual, year by year. It gives the opportunity to make a scrutinization of all our koiches. To look into them and see where we can improve, where we can get better, and why. Because the better that we get, the more Malchus Shamayim that there is, the greater the proclamation of Malchus Shamayim, the greater Kiddush Hashem. We have to realize as an individual, our koichos, how we can be kadoshim shemayim. But as we sit down and we nitzayz our koichos to adasoif, not to remain complacent, not to say, okay, last year I did it, but he's continuing the same way. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doyresh vaita, orechayim lemaylo. You gotta go up. You gotta keep going. You gotta strive higher, more and more, whatever you can. And realize that this is a goal in life. This is my shleimus. This is the atzim nitzovim. Atzim yom kulcha lifnei Hashem. That the malbim was standing in front of Hashem. That's the shleimus amit. We come to stand when it's in front of Hashem. Till then, we have to be oilech. We have to be going and going and going and moving. Ah, what kochas that we have! Rabbi said a story this week. Rabbi said fresh off the press. A kochas of an individual yid. Rabbi said. A taxi driver tells me a story this week. Ashrecha Yisrael. What is Klal Yisrael? The Kirchas of Eden. We don't realize what we could do, how we could affect others. He was so despoiled. I was waiting for a cab late at night. But then I call the cabs come by, and a minute of the cabs is to come by full with a certain amount of passengers, and they say, Rega ani achzor. So I always try, and this time for sure I did it, but I always tell you, a lot of times I try to scream out, the guy's like 20 seconds down the block before I get it out of my mouth. But I said, I'm not waiting. I can't wait. I don't want him to come back thinking B'chol Hashem that I told him. I didn't ever agree to the condition. Rega ani azor. He zooms door. He doesn't get his gama. So he who knows he's ani rega. You know what rega ani azor means also. He goes down to who knows where to Netanya and he comes back to pick me up. So Bikitsa, so I don't. Bikitsa, I was a little nervous that he didn't hear, but I, what could I do? I think it was very late, and I don't know when he's coming back. It looked like he was driving far. And Lamaise, later on in his fire, I didn't see him for a while afterwards. So either he heard me, or Lamaise, he decided to pick up somebody else, whatever it was. Because I get to the next cab, and I tell him the story, and he said, you're 100% right. You can't explain that. I mean, David, obviously, after Dalach Havschus, they want business. I said, I'll tell you a story that happened to me this week. He was driving in Ramat Shlomo. He brought someone, I don't know, 9, 10 at night. And he's coming into the Rechas. And he's going down Rechov Lubavitch, taking someone to Chazanish further down. And Lamaisa, at the beginning of Lubavitch, he sees a lady waiting outside with her husband and a daughter. And Lamaisa, they signal to stop. So he stops. And he says, I'm just dropping them off at Chazanish. So wait for me. They said the Seder will wait. The Eshli Meneh has come. We'll wait. Okay, you're coming right back. We'll wait. He goes down the block. And he sees, Baruch Hashem, it's not so easy. You go into the Rechaz, all these sometimes are afraid. You go back empty. You have to drive back empty. Gas, and who knows what. So he's happy. He has another passenger. He came in or going out with a passenger. But Pitom, his happiness soon turns to, goes away. He sees 5 or 6 different empty cabs coming the other direction down the Baruch. Even the passenger said, forget about it. They'll take one of these, you know, they're on the way. Forget about it. Kids are okay. He goes into the house. He goes and drops this person off a Chazanish. This person was a kid who came to give a show. It was a 25 shekel bill. And Lamaise, you have to remember every part of the story in Brisk, it was 25 shekel. And Lamaise said he didn't have the money on him. So they had to run upstairs to get the money. Meanwhile, this guy is waiting there, and he thinks there's a passenger. Who knows? He said, for sure now she's gone. 5 minutes, a couple of minutes passes, and about 5 minutes passed. Finally, the guy comes down with the money, and he gives him the money. He turns around. The anyway, on Squire the ref, he's not going to stay around waiting for a car. Who knows how many ones going to take to get somebody. And I'll just, why not just drive by the Lubavitch area? Kids, he's driving by, and he's zooming by, he's not even noticed. All of a sudden, he gets a big wave on the side. These people are waiting there. These people are waiting there on the side. They gave their word. He's nishtoim nistar. But that wasn't the chiddush of Reisai. Soon it was nispar what they were waiting for. This lady was 9 months pregnant. She was having contractions of Reisai. The taxi driver was nispoil. A lady's having contractions. Yiddish a lady. She's not heading out now for to go on an amusement park ride. They're waiting for a cab to go to the amusement park now. To go to fix her shaito. She's having a baby. She has contractions, stagnant contractions. Oh, but she gave her word. This guy was despoiled. He waited 5 minutes. It could be she had no moment to wait even. Those are the colors of Kali Yisrael. There's this Pashto Yid of what a Kiddush Hashem, this guy with Mispoil out of Soif. I told him, look, there's this Klal Yisrael. We have so much Koyach HaShem inside of us. There's a Reish Koyach in this building. With the MS. When he learned here, it was a regular Bacha. Regular. Not bad, not good. You know, he's good also, but say nothing special, nothing unique about it, regular. He went to Shir Ben Altutsky many years. And he decided he had a plan in life. He's going to open up a koilo. He'll open up a koilo. For who? For guys who need to learn how to learn and start off late in life. Give them a chance also. And for many zmanim, he thought about it. Start it. And Besoif Shel Dover. The other times he said, yeah, I'll start next month, next month, next month, next month. Finally, one time he said, listen, I'm getting older. I have a plan in life. I want to do it. I should start. He went to speak to Zvevi Altuski. So Altuski asked him, how many guys you have with the Koyla? was embarrassed there. He said, well, right now there's only one guy. Me. No, he didn't say, we have one guy besides me. One guy? Yeah, I was like, no, we have to wait. He said, oh, just, you'll open the koilo. What do you mean, open the koilo? He'll be my chavrusa. What kind of koilo is it? Open the koilo. And today the koilo, Baruch Hashem, is flourishing. Many, many guys is waiting line to get in. I'm still trying to get in. But the Maisa started with one guy. A regular guy. No one would have thought. He was a nice servant. No one would have thought. There's another Rosh Koyal who went there. No, he was dumb. He was a Shiva, Mishamish and Yeshiva. He learned also. There's a Koyal today. Everything. People, who would have thought the koich is done by every person in Boisai? The koich is for small things in Klal Yisrael, but you have it in you. Kodesh Baruch Hu waiting through Megalit. There's a famous story. It's around about today. It started many, I think we mentioned in the Mahalach many years ago, that there were a certain individual, a couple that didn't have children many years. So he went to a Hasidic Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave them an idea. Go every Friday night, make pekalach, and give them out. Give them out to different people, different kids in the shul, and answer Amen, Yeshmi Rama, Amen. So he did it the first week. Brought out a whole bunch of pekalach. Gave it out, the Amen, Yeshmi Rama, with the spilers, when the Gansi kids. Came up about and 100 and whatever the many kids answered Amen Yishmei Rabba, and many weeks later, a few weeks later, whatever it was, they were dispassed with the Besura Toiva that they're having a child, and they passed around the school to other places, and special individuals went out and they started doing it, and they started accomplishing Miriyut Gazach until we said once they made a minyan at the Koisel of all the women that were answered. A whole minion of women got together. They used to go every morning, early morning nights, to make a minion that one person of the group would get up and say their brachas, and the other one answer Amen. Small projects in Klal Yisrael. And who's instigated? Okay, it was the Rebbe that said, we suggested the idea, but small, regular, Pashto people, who are they? These people made projects. They put out their koichas, they went on to make organizations. Different organizations that we have in Klal Yisrael made by a Pashtun idea. A small idea, but he used his koichos out to accomplish it. We don't realize. We think very much that we're small. Who are we? We're in this yeshiva, we're in that yeshiva. Where do we come from? How much do we know? And the MSEs, there's a sheker. Every individual has to stand at this Gansabriya. The Horebuk Vais. The Chama. I'm telling you, Pshat the Gemara now just hit me. But Elizabeth the Dahi and the Gansabriya was created for him, so he asked them, help me. You were created for me. But the answer is, we were created to service you. But you are the pinnacle of the Bria. You were created at the end, Kimuch on the front of everything, because you are Mashlim the Bria, and everything's totally in you. And you doesn't mean cloud, Dafka. But every prat. Every car prat has to build that cloud. Every individual has to put their donation, complete Bishlemos, to create that cloud. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's what it is. Nichnas Tefon Akiv Tnei Moroi. This is the Yisoy of Yom Adin. For us to take stock of our life, to realize our potential, to realize who we could become, to realize the godless Ha'odom that we have in us. It's Elo Yo'umiki Yisuper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dons us and expects of us because He knows we can produce. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe that if we work hard in our learning, in our Ian, our minds will open up. we have to learn and understand that we're going to chaz rabbi as well. We're going to become big bikiyim b'shas. Emes the bikiyim b'shas. Who would think bachrim today that we're learning and they chaz and they borash and they know themselves is better than other yeshivas? Where does it come from? Special koyachos? No, the rotzen b'shlemes. I want to shtay. I want to change. I don't want to be just like the common guy who goes to yeshiva for 12 years and comes out. What masech did we learn last month? I'm not sure what it was, only with a baba at the beginning. One of the three babas I think we learned. But to know that have nothing to say for himself after years. Today the blue by the words that this year is going to be different. This year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the koyachos, I'm going to spend more time chazering. I'm going to spend more time learning Iyun, trying to understand if it's difficult, if not difficult, I'm going to sit down and work at it. I'm going to learn Musa and try to work every day on trying to improve myself because I know that's the only way. This year will be Hashanah, the year. As the Pasuk says, may Reish Hashanah V'yarach Hashanah. Does Rosh Hashanah talk to Gemara, as the Satmar Rebbe says, everybody walks into the year saying it's going to be Hashanah. Hashanah, the year. Hey, Ayidia. Hey, Ayidia, Harekem. Hey, Ayidia, it's going to be Hashanah. What does it end up being? Maybe it's Hashanah about Hashanah. Like the Satmar Rebbe, Hashanah, Shanah. Should say Shanah, Shanah, Hashanah, Hashanah. Everybody walks into the year saying it's going to be the year. This is going to be the year. Ah, it's going to be the year for this and for that. What does it turn out to be? Shana, another year. Shana, all Milashim Shish. Shana, it's another repetition. Shana, the Goras, a repetition of last year. It's going to be Hashana. Hengo Alti Eschem Kereishis. So there, Hengo Alti Eschem Achris Kereishis. When the Achris is Kereishis, go Alti Eschem. The Geula of Klal Yisrael, in our specific Geulas of Yisrael, when the Achris is Kereishis. And those machshavis and those goals and things we set for ourselves on Rosh Hashanah, small goals of ours, doesn't have to be big, but set a new derech for ourselves. It should be Hashanah Lashon Shinoi. There should be some type of change, some type of movement, some type of difference this year than last year, some area of shtayim that I didn't do, some yisoidos that I didn't have, that I'm going to be kinder this year. That's how we walk into Rosh Hashanah. If you walk into that frame with that frame of mind, with that mindset, that it's another year, okay, Rosh Hashanah, it's scary, it's this, it's that, it's all true, it's all MS, but all those things, all the glory around it, all the Yom HaDin, the Mel Malchus, is the one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. My Tyre Kint, what do I want from you, my Tyre Kint? What do I want? What do I want from everybody? I don't want Chas V'Shalom to punish. And that's the purpose of the Pachad Adin. The Pachad Adin of the Rambam, the Elikah Rambam, Pish, HaMishnah is amending. We don't say Halal or Rosh Hashanah. So if the Elikah Rambam, Pish, HaMishnah is, why don't we say Halal or Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we say Halal or Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Rambam? So they're Moedic. This Rambam, everybody has to know. No Hallel. What's up is not. Says the Rambam. Ubishasa Hallel, Vishloi Koyen, Hallel, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Kippur, Vishayim, Yimei Avoido, Vachno, Pachar, Umoire. Me Hashem, Viyiru Mimenu, Umivrach, Umonu, Yisei Lov. Says the Rambam, these are days of awe. These are days of trembling. These are days of Yira. These are days of Avoido. And then the Rambam adds his punchline, which everybody, a lot of people, everybody sees this one. Umivrach umonos eilov. When a person's afraid, his tendency is to run. His tendency is to get on, get his sneakers out. There's a war, there's chas v'shalom, run, escape, get out. But where are you running to? Where are you running to? So the Rambam, umivrach, you're running. Umonos eilov. You realize there's no place to run. No place to run. I remember a few times my children used to wake up in the middle of the night after a thunder. Straighten out. They run. They're running away from it. They're running from their room. Where do they run? They run to the Abba. They run to the bed of the Abba. This is what Rosh Hashanah is.
to want to return back to Abba, to know that we can change. We're not, you can't, you know, the famous expression in the world, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. We don't believe we're old dogs, Rabbi Yisai. We don't believe we're old. The old dogs are in that hotel near my house. That's where the old dogs are. We are human beings. A human being has a tendency and can change at any stage of life. Hashem is poishit yodoy. I feel so at the pukushal nefesh until the end. Hashem is poishit yodoy. Sticks out his hand for the person to change, to grow. We don't believe we're old dogs. We don't believe that chinuch is new tricks. We believe that we have a derech that's set for us. We just have to realize. We have to wake up. We have potential. We have to believe in ourselves. That's what Rosh Hashanah is telling us. You are nechmat b'fonai, yechidi, because you're responsible for the whole world. I'm little me. I'm 2'1". I could barely talk. I could be responsible for the whole world. Yes, you. Your actions, your saying, your dibur, your machshava, you and only you. I'm responsible for the whole world. What a person could think after walking out from that. It's my responsibility, the whole entire world. Yeah, you learned the Gemara Kedushin. Yeah, I got it. I got it to peace. That's I got it to. No, that's what we believe in when we're not going to the day. The boys, let's take that opportunity to be nichnas to funny bedin about the pachad noira, about with the feeling that the Rebbeinu is dining us and we're yitzchak lefanecha bedin as David HaMelech, and maybe next week we'll give some eitzes how to be zeicha. But the realization that we are individual nichnas to funny bedin, the individual attention that Hashem's giving us at that mokom, at that moment, telling us here's the baton, here's the shlita of the olam I'm giving to you. What are you going to do with it, Adam Arishain? And what, Mr. Yisrael, are you going to do with it? Where are you, what are you going to do with this person I gave you? Are they going to go another year to waste? Another year of not accomplishing? Another year with such cause I give you, I'm blowing to you in the Shama, such a koichais, such a ruach, such a neshama. Nigmar Bros says that the neshama is compared in certain bechir to Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai. It's b'chadri chador, we don't see it like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have a neshama ta'ayra. Ata marasa. Ata yitzah otom, ata tefach to be. Ata mishamra b'kirbi. It's ta'ayra hi. What a korach that we have in the neshama of every yid. What a korach. It's a k'vechein of b'chinas a Kadosh Baruch Hu, k'avi yochol. Min v'day v'zmoch, min he blew it to us, a chaylek. Madanoch midilei novach. Do you know what kavas that means? No one can say I don't have the appetite, I don't have the kavas to do it. We have to believe that we have it. Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach. If a person goes to Rosh Hashanah with that mindset, that this is my year, this is the opportunity for the year to create and to make goals, set goals and accomplishments for myself, that Be'ezah Hashem it will be Hashanah. Oh, be zeicha to hingo al tiyetcha machas kiyesis li yoslachem leilaykim bevias Mashiach tukeinu v'neiru.